Well, it's been talked about for a long time, but finally an act to recognise First Nations people in Australia's constitution has been tabled and was introduced to federal parliament last week. But not everyone's happy. Lisa Burns reports.
Over a year's work of research and planning finally came to fruition last week when Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin introduced to federal parliament an act of recognition. The draft act will see Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples formally recognised in Australia's constitution. But Michael Anderson, founder of the Sovereign Union National Unity Government, believes Minister Macklin's act of recognition is an absolute insult to Australia's First Nations peoples. I asked him why.
There's too many wrongdoings in this country, and I don't think that we should allow ourselves to be caught up in some act of recognition which has really no substance or meaning. You know, it's one thing to say that we acknowledge and respect the fact that Aboriginal people were here prior to European occupation and they occupied and cared for the land, but what does that mean? What does that do? It does absolutely nothing for us, and you know, if they want to be respectful, and that's all I see it as being, is an attempt to be respectful, but if you're going to respect someone, well, then there comes a few other little obligations that need to be dealt with as well.
What are these wrongs that you speak of?
Well, let's look at 1992 after the Mabo judgment. And then they introduced an act called the Native Title Act, and in the Native Title Act they took away our common law rights, they took away the rights, and they limited what those rights could be, and unfortunately created a piece of legislation that favoured multinational corporations mining in this country and took away the rights for our Aboriginal people to benefit from their land that they say in their act of recognition as being land that we have cared for and protected since time immemorial and that we belong to. They also took away any rights to compensation when John Howard introduced the 10-point plan in 1998, and in order to take away and further suppress our rights, they suspended the Racial Discrimination Act in order to make that happen. Then on top of that, you've got the Northern Territory Emergency Response, otherwise known as the Northern Territory Intervention, and they take away in total the people's civil and political rights, and these people are basically slaves to the system, whereby they have to meet certain conditions of life and perform certain functions as free citizens or as people before they're entitled to spend any money. I think these are major crimes against humanity. And I think that, yeah, Australia, if they really want to truly do something about this, then I think they need to stop making these empty vessel-type good gestures, goodwill gestures. A lot more needs to come with that.
Won't this constitution provide the kind of so-called legitimate framework needed to change these laws and injustices?
Well, one could look at that, and one could argue that, yes, this is a way forward. And might give us some sort of poignant position from which to work in terms of trying to sort of redress that which has been imposed upon us. But, of course, that's going to take a lot of effort. But I can assure you that this Liberal Party or, you know, the opposition and the current Labor Party, no one's talking about these things. So and they're not giving us any indication that these things will happen. So I think we've got a lot of work to do.
Michael Anderson, founder of the Sovereign Union National Unity Government. The Australian Human Rights Commission is just one of the many groups that has backed the federal government's push for an act of recognition. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner Mick Gooder was on the expert panel, which held widespread consultations with groups about how Indigenous Australians should be recognised in the Constitution. He disagrees with Michael Anderson's comments that Australia's current so-called racist laws will render the act of recognition meaningless.
Well, first of all, the Northern Territory laws aren't racist. We did an in-depth analysis of it from a human rights perspective. But like I said before, Michael's entitled to his opinion, and as usual, it's something I generally don't agree with.
How do you feel about Jenny Macklin and the bill?
It keeps the issue alive and in front of everyone. Secondly, next year when Parliament votes on the bill, I'm hoping that there'll be unanimous support across both houses, which sends a really clear signal to the people of Australia that leadership in the country is serious about recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And thirdly, the clever thing that the ministers proposed in the legislation is that there's a sunset clause, so while the statement of recognition is only contained in an act of parliament, it runs out in the time frame they're suggesting at the moment is 2 years from the time the bill becomes law, which means we've got to address it somehow within that 2-year period. And hopefully we're now starting to see some processes put in place leading up to a referendum on it.